producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Let's just play a little bit of this because I get depressed here and all this news. Let's have a little light.
Oh, it's still how Poncho fell. He left his living in cheap hotel. The desert's quiet. Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
And now
who thinks I'm going to grow old? The globalists hope there aren't any men left in the world. They hope we're a bunch of children they can direct around. Well, they're going to find out. Just like every other group of tyrants in history, they're going to burn. Now, Kit Daniels is going to be with us. I want to get Joe Biggs' take and David Knight's take again in the next two segments. Then Dude's got a big broadcast lined up with a ton of other news. But I tell you, this is just crazy, absolutely crazy right now. And I want Kit Daniels to come back after the next segment, repeat what he just said, and then have David come back, and then Joe Biggs. In fact, Joe Biggs next, and then David. But I got to tell you, great job, Kit, as an investigative journalist, doing what nobody else does, showing how they violated the code, David showing how the feds were really in control that claim it was locals in all this confusion. It's either the biggest lazy group of people across the board or foul play, and then they say there's a pillow over his face, and just the whole thing breaks down. So give me your take on what you thought when you first saw it versus now that you're close to it and have talked to the judge and more, and where you think this is going, Kit Daniels.
Well, Alex, I haven't even told you the bombshell yet as far as the penal code. It goes further. Quote, on number four, if the circumstances of the death indicate that the death may have been caused by unlawful means, i.e. you find a dead body with a pillow over its head, then yes, you, according to Texas law, the justice of peace shall require an autopsy. And if the person dies while attended by a physician who's unable to certify the cause of death or requests the justice of the peace to conduct the inquest. So it goes on further than that.
That's right. That's right. It's got to be the doctor on call at the hospital with the charts who will certify it. Because I've seen family die that was in the hospital for a month, and they know why, and they don't have to do an autopsy, and they ask the family, and they say, yeah, we don't want one. They say, good, I certify it as well. But you don't have the Supreme Court justice, the key one, dead with a bunch of conflicting stories, and then they don't at least investigate an autopsy. I'm sorry, this is crazy. They did not want an autopsy, brother.
Yeah, I mean, go back to your question before about what my views is now compared to when the story broke. I mean, this is at the very bare minimum, this is gross negligence and incompetence by these local officials. I mean, you have a county judge that's all of a sudden now a medical doctor, apparently, you know, causing by over the phone, I guess telepathically, that she can decide how this person died, that she had any, I don't even think she knew where the body was or anything. She might have. That's one of the questions we wanted to ask her, but of course she doesn't take questions right now.
You've got top deputies, you've got top heads of homicide, quote, saying, I almost fell out of my chair. Another one says, I was dumbfounded. Another one says, I was completely shocked. I mean, how obvious does this have to get? I fell out of my chair, too.
Yeah, it's, I mean, if this was, like I said on the show the other day, if he was targeted for assassination, this would be the county to do it in. This would be the exact circumstance that they would need to pull off an exact, not only a successful assassination, but a successful cover-up.
Well, I'd rather die than submit to this scum. I've had enough of their crap. What about you, Kit?
Yeah, me too.
Well, I want to reset because I was hyperventilating. I want to come back, Rob Duke, give you the floor, and I want you to go back over that penal code again for folks. Talk about it, what the judges said. I want to hand the baton to Joe Biggs and then back for a comment with Knight, with Rob Duke quarterbacking this thing straight ahead. I'm going to punch out and take care of business operations, defending us from enemy operations, literally. I'm going to deal with that as usual. Believe me, they don't just leave us alone here while we're doing this. So stay with us. It's all coming up. And support us, spread the word, buy the products, and pray for us. But spread the word, folks. You are the key. You are the resistance.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. All right, we are live in the fourth hour. This is Rob Dew hosting fourth hour of Overdrive. If your station is not picking it up, please give them a call and say, hey, Alex Jones is on for 4 hours now. And you can also watch it, Infowars.com/show. And Alex was in the last break, or in the last segment there, he's talking with Kit Daniels going over, I guess, the broken Texas Penal Code. They just the judge didn't want to get out of bed. It was late or early in the morning. Didn't feel like driving down to the area where a Supreme Court justice is found dead in a hunting lodge, a really nice hunting lodge, essentially. And, you know, just, whatever, we'll send a hearse to come pick him up, we'll drive him to El Paso, we're going to embalm him, we're not going to do any looking at his body in any way, shape, or form, you know, because, you know, he's found with a pillow over his face, so obviously he died of natural causes. So going back to Kit Daniels, by the way, we have five reporters in West Texas, and that's all thanks to you out there for supporting us at InfoWars.com /show, go on InfoWarsStore.com, becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all those little ways that you can help us, also spreading the word about the broadcast so more people pick it up, more people get interested, more people click on the links, more people watch the YouTube videos. It's all because of you that we have five reporters down there now on the ground digging into this, which is probably the biggest story of 2016 thus far. The biggest story right now. A dead Supreme Court justice dies with a pillow over his head. It's natural causes, nothing to see. Everybody turn around. But let's look at the headlines on Drudge right here. Detectives question lack of autopsy in Scalia death. Took a look at the report and almost fell out of chair. Savage, was he murdered? Trump, pretty unusual. Will Texas governor call for investigation? Conspiracy theories swirl. Will lie in repose at Supreme Court? Death boosts legal chances for Obama's climate scheme. Also, there's some abortion cases that he was actively working on and that were upcoming, which are now going to be, it looks like, a 4-4 tie in the Supreme Court. Scalia was usually the fifth man who would who was a conservative. So without further ado, let's go back to Kit Daniels in Marfa, Texas. Kit, read off that penal code again for those who are just tuning in to what law the judge was, looks like, officially breaking at this point.
Yeah, this is Texas Code Article 49.04, deaths requiring an inquest. A justice of the peace shall conduct an inquest into the death of a person who dies in the county served by the justice if, goes several line items, one of which is the body or a body part of a person is found, the cause of circumstances of death are unknown, regardless of whether the person was identified or not identified. The circumstances of the death indicated that the death may have been caused by unlawful means. You know, like I told Alex before the break, you know, if you find a dead body with a pillow over its head, I would suggest that, yes, that's probably a likely on a natural death, to put it mildly. The person dies without having been attended by a physician. As far as I know, Scalia, he did not have a physician present with him at the ranch. And the person dies while attended by a physician who's unable to certify, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that really applies in this case. But there's at least, I'd say, one, two, three line items in this code that I think would call for the justice of the peace to require an autopsy, especially for a Supreme Court justice that served our nation for over 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. And so she made the call not to do an autopsy. And then who made the call? Do we know who made the call to immediately embalm the justice?
The one we talked to in the morning was Juanita Bishop. She was the justice of the peace precinct, too. She was the one, I think she wrote the article saying that I would have called an autopsy if it was me. So we went to her office and we're like, well, why didn't you? What happened? And apparently she said she was out of town on some work-related event or something like that. You know, who knows?
It's President's Day. Everybody's got a long weekend.
Yeah, right? So
those
you know,
who sponge off the government.
Herself. So she called the second justice of the peace, and for some reason he also couldn't show up to it. So they called the county judge, and the county judge doesn't even bother with the inquest code, apparently. She just calls it in saying, hey, this is a dead body. You know, it died of natural causes without ever having seen the body. And to me, it's really weird because the ranch, you know, you had Mick Jagger, Julia Roberts, all these celebrities that visited this ranch. So it wasn't like an illegal alien that was found dead in a pasture that was mangled up. You know, wasn't much left. This was somebody who was like more than likely of predominance because he was at the ranch that is frequented by celebrities, and that's a well-known fact here in Marfa.
Yeah, and I'm showing right now on the overhead cam, Obama Poindexter picks fuel Scalia suspicions. This is out of WorldNet Daily. We have it posted at Infowars.com. A couple of photographs of President Obama shaking hands with a wealthy Democrat Party donor named John Poindexter, who also owns the ranch resort where he found Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia dead, also with a pillow over his head. They don't mention that. But Michael Savage just gave wings with the blunt broadcast question, was he murdered, as Savage would say. And so there you go. This guy is obviously has got ties to Obama right here, a Democratic donor. He was getting, I think he was getting awards from Obama for Vietnam military service. And it really, really suspicious. I guess you guys are going to be looking to get an interview with John Poindexter. And I tell you, if he doesn't agree to an interview, an on-camera interview, then there's something really fishy. Because if they have nothing to hide, then they should just be all out in the open and it should be easy. Hey, whatever questions you want to ask, we'll answer them. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And I mean, at the very least, we do know right now the county officials are acting very unusual about this whole case, and they're going out of their norms not to call for an autopsy. I mean, it's just like what Bishop told me. It's like they normally call an autopsy to cover the counties. But in the case of
a Supreme Court justice, we just don't do it. You know, we have a report, John Bounds digging it up tonight. Darren McBreen reminded me of this, that they were talking to people in Fort Furious. And every time they find a dead illegal alien, they do an autopsy. It's just normal.
I worked with Bound on that. I think I did the article. He did the video when he went out down to interview to that judge in Fort Furious. I told McBreen about that. As I remember that the county was going bankrupt because they were having to do all these autopsies around the county for all these illegals they were founding in pastures that were dead. So you're telling me that you can call for an autopsy at taxpayers' expense for an illegal alien, but you can't call for an autopsy on a Supreme Court justice?
Just as a precaution, you know, and who knows what he was found. I had some conversations with Wayne Mattson about what he was speculating, but he's doing some more digging into this Poindexter fellow. And, you know, but he said there's some big parties out there. Big time parties, Tommy Lee Jones, Mick Jagger, you name it. People are out there having a good time. And, you know, rock stars know how to party. I'll tell you that. Rock stars and actors definitely know how to party.
Yeah, at the very least, that would be a huge red flag for any justice of the peace to call in an autopsy when you have, you know, potential drug overdose or what have you. You know, just like you said, all the celebrities party hard.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, let's get Joe Biggs on right now. And actually, at the bottom of the hour, I'm also going to have John Rappaport on. He's written articles, too, talking about how just mysterious this death is. And it's not a conspiracy theory that people are saying it's a murder if you look at the facts. And that's, you know, anytime we look at the facts, anytime we put that out there, you immediately have the leftist liberals jump in and say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. There's nothing to see. Move along. He was old. He smoked. He was overweight. It was natural causes. Get over it. And I've seen tweets where people are saying the only thing that would have made this better would have been a Clarence Thomas, Anton Scalia murder-suicide. So really vile, vicious stuff going on out there. I don't wish death on anyone at this point. But we definitely have to look at this. I mean, just blanket, no investigation, nothing to see, pillow on top of the face. Joe Biggs, what is your take on the events so far?
Well, what's interesting is the fact that both justices of the peace that should have been there to answer that call, like Kit said, were not available that day. For some reason, when they heard the name, they could not take the time out of their day from 120 miles away to come out here. Now, we do know the feds flew in via helicopter to the ranch. You mean to tell me these federal agents could not have flown, picked one of these people up, brought them in to do this properly? No. Instead, what happened was this was passed on to County Judge Cinderella Guerrera, who is known to already in the past have some botched cases. Now, back in 2013 in Big Bend, this county judge, there was a case where a train ran over a woman who was souped over, and the train hit her, sliced her into pieces. The train company came out. They did their own investigation, figured that they said that there should be an investigation. The family came out, said there should be an investigation. And this judge behind us here said over the phone again, nah. So this what leads us to believe, if this is the kind of person who was known to make that kind of decision, was it purposely handed off to her to deal with this? Is something shady going on? Was he murdered? Was this not just natural causes? So this is what we're trying to find out here in Marfa and at the ranch over the next couple of days, to find out what's going on with this chain of custody. This is a case that people should have dropped what they were doing and headed out here immediately, and made every effort to find out what was going on. A man of the stature should not just be rushed away unless there's something to hide.
Exactly. And they drove him 3.5 hours up to El Paso at someone's request. Wayne Mattson was there, talked to the
embalmer. Exactly. And they drove the body 3 hours. They would have had to have gone through Fort Stockton where Juanita Bishop was. They could have stopped by, let her do her job, and do it the right way and call it. Instead, they went past the town where she was. They go into El Paso, and they go to another place.
Yeah.
This has got shady written all over it. People in America should be pissed off.
And one of your friends was shadily murdered as well. I mean, I'll say he was murdered. I don't believe his.
Well, remember they came out.
Car hit the tree and ejected the motor. And I'm talking about Michael Hastings, for those of you who don't remember.
Yeah, they came out very quickly and said, oh, you know, this guy's got a drug problem. You know, it's normal for a car to drive down the road and speed and blow up and then blow up again and then swerve to the left and the engine fly out and go in the path of travel that he was driving originally.
Right. So, I mean, ejection motors. We don't have ejection seats anymore. We have ejection motors. He was driving a Mercedes or a BMW, right?
Mercedes.
Yeah.
So when something like this happens, it is reasonable for us to question. Now, think about this. If we had a Republican president, we had a ranch owned by someone who was a Republican donor, and a liberal judge died. Whole left would be up in arms, screaming, crying, asking for an investigation.
If George Bush was in office and this was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it would have been, oh, my God, he did it, he did it, he did it. We got to have an investigation. But when we call for an investigation, no, nothing. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We're going to have David Knight on. Thank you, Joe Biggs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We are live. live in the fourth hour. This is Rob Dew hosting the Alex Jones Show. And I got a tweet from Will Morgan who said, I'm thinking a solid angle on Scalia's death is pinning down who at the Justice Department, or I would just say the feds in general, ordered the deviation from investigative SOP, which stands for Standard Operating Procedure. So that is a big question I think should be asked. Who at the Justice Department or who at the federal marshals made the call that we're not going to do any investigation? Everybody stand down, everybody turn away, let's remove the pillow off his head, pretend it wasn't there, and let's whisk the body away 3.5 hours to El Paso to be embalmed. So we have David Knight on the line now with his final thoughts in this short segment, and then coming back, coming after the break, we're going to have John Rappaport here talking about Scalia's death and also Zika. Everybody said the Zika virus was caused for microcephaly, where the babies have really small heads. They're saying that was caused for the birth defect. Well, now it turns out that they're saying, oh, wait, it was pesticide use. We had John Rappaport back here in January saying it was pesticides, okay? We have people on this show who know what they're talking about. They don't just guess. They don't just speculate. They don't read off talking point memos from the White House. So let's go to David Knight now with his thoughts on what he's seen so far. David.
David Knight, InfoWars.com. We're here in Marfa, Texas. And, of course, the big pink palace behind us is where Cinderella is. Cinderella Guevara, she's the judge who did everything over the phone. And, of course, earlier today we went to the other judge who first got the call because it was in her area. She said, well, I can't go. That's the operative word here, go. So she calls somebody else, David Beebe, who said, I can't go. And so then they call this judge who doesn't even bother to go. She just does everything over the phone. So what we're trying to find out here, Rob, here in this area, and, of course, the sheriff who was also in contact with him, what we're trying to find out is who made these decisions. How were the U.S. Marshals involved? We're told by Poindexter that they got involved. They flew in with a helicopter. And there were 14 hours that elapsed from the time they started calling judges until the time the body was delivered to El Paso. And then sometime after that, they did the embalming, which essentially destroyed potential evidence, so they can't do a complete autopsy at this point. So that's what we're concerned about. Who made that decision? As you were saying, just as we're coming to the break, that is the crucial point. Who made this decision? This is one of the most powerful men in the world. He was arguably the person who was the biggest obstacle in front of not only Obama, but in front of the globalist agenda to control our economy. Remember, it's open borders where we destroy the national borders. It's also the aspect where we have managed economies, managed by an international commission as part of the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic partnerships, as they call them, the treaties. And then the other part of that is to set up a global taxation regime. And that was affected directly by what the Supreme Court decided with a 5-4 majority. He's not only just a fifth vote. He was really kind of the intellectual center of the opposition as well.
He was like one of those cement blocks I saw when I was in Switzerland that kept the tanks from rolling down the street, essentially.
Yeah.
Just stood right in their way, wasn't going to move. And you can't move these guys until they die. That's the only way you're going to get rid of them.
Exactly.
I mean, that's it.
So whenever you got a judge, as I said before with Alex, whenever you got a judge who dies, it's always suspicious because there are always things that are coming up of great importance before them. There's also decisions that they have decided of great importance that affect or destroy people's lives. So, yes, you should have an investigation. You should treat it like a homicide until proven otherwise. You don't just say, well, this guy was 79. He had some chronic ailments. He had seen a doctor before he left, but it was for his shoulder pain, and he came down here to go hunting. And being 79 years old doesn't mean that somebody can't kill you. I mean, at what point do we stop? At what age do we stop investigating potential homicides for people? Is it 79? Is it 75? Is it 70 years old? And we just write people off and say, hey, he fell over dead, so let's just forget about it. I mean, if Bernie Sanders, who's going to be 75 by the time he takes office, if he just dies suddenly somewhere.
No investigation.
Doesn't see anything.
Exactly. Embalm him immediately.
Exactly. So what we're seeing here, So what we're seeing here, Rob, is the same sort of thing we're seeing with Hillary Clinton. The hypocrisy and just look the other way, especially if it's a very important person, look the other way. Don't do any investigation. I mean, we have this national security state where they're constantly sending people to jail, accusing them of security violations. And yet when you've got one of the highest ranking people operating with contempt for the national security regulations, with her own private server that she's created, which is to look the other way. And the same thing now happens with this death of the Supreme Court justice. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and one of the cases he was looking at with the rest of the justices was they have a law in Texas where you have to have certain standards before you can perform abortions, and this was closing down a lot of clinics. So this was obviously getting pushback from the left, and they were in the midst of that case. And another one was the Affordable Care Act's mandate on covering birth control for female employees. So those are...
Well, now the one that you're talking about with abortion, actually his death is not going to affect that case. Because what will happen is a lower court decision will stand if they get tied in a 4-4 deadlock there. So if that were to happen, which is what most people expect is going to happen, there would be no effect on that. However, because when they have a tie, a 4-4 tie, decisions that were made at a lower level
stand.
David,
hold you over. We're about to go to break. We'll be right back after this. Let David Knight finish, and then with John Rappaport.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down.
And the answer to defeating lies and cover-ups is to go to the source and ask questions. And that's what we're doing now with our reporters. We have four of them down in near the Big Bend area in Marfa. And we got Wayne Madsen up in El Paso. They're going to meet up, I think possibly tomorrow, down at Cibolo Creek Ranch, the place where Justice Anton Scalia died. You guys have the clip ready of what he said on Fox News back in 2012? Okay. So basically, we have an article up. You guys can, it's a 28-second clip. You guys can go listen to this for yourself. Go to InfoWars.com. It's in the slider right now. Flashback, Scalia dared. What can Obama do to me? All right, here's that clip. Let's hear what he's had to say.
Feel any pressure as a result of that to vote a certain way?
No. Hey, what can he do to me? Or to any of us? We have life tenured, and we have it precisely so that we will not be influenced by politics, by threats from anybody.
Did you view that as a threat?
I didn't view it as a threat. I'm not even sure I heard it.
Well, you heard it.
I'm glad you brought it to my attention.
Now, you come on.
There it is. What can he do to me? We got lifetime appointment. Well, we could kill you. You know, that's what we could do. Somebody else tweeted, this is America Lover. Who else was staying at the ranch? That's another good question, David Knight. Go ahead and finish out what you were saying, and then I got to get to John Rappaport.
Well, real quickly, Rob, what I was going to say is this case that they put a stay on is going to come before a very liberal district court, appeals court in D.C. in June. Now, if they decide in favor of Obama's EPA shutdown of the coal industry, it's not clear to me what happens at that point. Will the Supreme Court will be delayed? Will they wait until there's a ninth judge? Who will appoint that judge? So this is all back in play again, that very important decision. But real quickly, I just want to say one other thing. While we've been here, we've had more than once locals come up and talk to us and say, this isn't the first time something really strange has happened here. And, of course, that case that Joe Biggs was talking about, 2013, a newlywed who was on the train tracks, unconscious, as the train investigator said. It looked as if she had been placed on the train tracks, was unconscious. Cinderella Guevara at the time said, no, it's a suicide. They cremated her body before they did any kind of autopsy, before the family really even knew about it. And they had the basis of it being a suicide was that she had recently resigned from her job. She'd just recently been married. They didn't do a rape kit. They didn't do any kind of blood tests. And her personal effects are quite some distance from the railroad track. So there's a lot of things there that indicated that this particular judge would just kind of do a hand waving and let things go along. And that we've seen that in the past year as well.
Justice via telephone. Well, you guys are going to be on the case. Yeah. Can't wait to see your reports. Get to that ranch and talk to that owner. If he doesn't want to talk to you, there's something really suspicious about that. And find out who else was there. Who else was at the ranch? I know they're not going to want to say it. He's got an unknown friend who may or may not have been there who mentioned take him to El Paso. Who knows? There's a lot of questions to be answered, and nobody else is doing the investigating, so that's why we have our Infowars.com reporters on the ground there. Thank you very much, David Knight. Now, my next guest from NoMoreFakeNews.com is John Rappaport. He's been a freelance investigative reporter for over 30 years, author of many books, and he really came out on the forefront when we had him on at the end of January talking about the Zika virus. He said, you know what, I think this is going to be pesticide related or related to the vaccine. I don't think it has anything to do with the Zika virus, but this is what we always see. And I got a clip we may come to later. But, John, you've definitely been vindicated on this, and you've also come out and talked about Scalia. You had an article yesterday. What do you want to go with first?
Well, let's take Scalia because that's what we're talking about.
It's hot, so, I tell you. This is
case,
hot.
Melanie Parker, 2013. Dead on the railroad tracks. I just posted an article about that. The same, tin horn judge, Rivera, did in fact rule that it was a suicide based on nothing, based on really no coroner's report at all, much less an autopsy. No autopsy done. Case closed. No problem. Same thing here with Scalia. So, you know, people are asking, well, is the Texas governor going to order an investigation? What are you talking about? What about the federal government? You know, are you saying that this is not a federal case if a U.S. Supreme Court justice dies under strange circumstances? We're hearing nothing about an FBI investigation being opened, nothing from the Attorney General, nothing from politicians in Washington who should be screaming their heads off that a Supreme Court justice of the United States dies and no autopsy is done and a ruling is made off the cuff like that from a judge who's shown to be completely incompetent, a total goofball at the best. And there is nothing going on in Washington except, oh, we're very sad to say that Supreme Court justice, passed away. No task force.
Dick Cheney, his buddy, said no comment. Nothing. Just like, no comment.
Yeah. So it's as if they're saying, well, look, we know the public is completely asleep.
Yeah.
They've been hypnotized successfully, so there's not going to be any outcry on that level. So why should we care? You know, so in case, in fact, we did kill him, there's just not going to be any push for an investigation. That's completely absurd. I mean, I assume that there's a whole lot of people out there in the United States by now who don't even know what the U.S. Supreme Court is, and they've never heard of Scalia, and so they're just totally asleep at the wheel. But, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court, in case anybody's you know, in the dark about this, is the highest judicial authority in the land. And so the unexplained death of a Supreme Court justice would be on the same level as the death of a president or a vice president or Speaker of the House or anything of that level, at least, and yet nothing, absolutely nothing. I mean, reporters, mainstream reporters, don't find it curious that the FBI is not opening investigation into this death, that they're saying nothing, that nothing is happening at all? I mean, who are these friggin' people anyway?
Exactly. And then you have in your article that you wrote, "Was Justice Scalia murdered? Forget conspiracy theory. This is real." You have a quote from William O. Ritchie, former head of criminal investigations for D.C. police. "You have a Supreme Court justice who died, not in attendance of a physician. You have a non-homicide trained U.S. Marshal tell the justice of the peace that no foul play was deserved. You have the justice of Pernice pronounce the death while not being on the scene without any medical training, pinning that he died of a heart attack. What medical proof exists? There is none. And now it's all been flushed down the drain by the embalmer."
And now the last, by the embalmer. And now the last thing that we're hearing is, well, yes, he did have a heart condition. So therefore, we can just automatically assume without any medical examination whatsoever that a U.S. Supreme Court justice died of a heart attack in his sleep. And the pillow was just on his face. And that's the end of that story. And we don't need to worry about who else was at the ranch or the fact that Poindexter was a, you know, contributor to the Democratic Party or a Democratic supporter or that he received an award from Obama. I mean, nothing of this could possibly be relevant. So we can just excuse all of that. And then we'll have a funeral and his body will lie in state in Washington for a few days or a week. We don't care about the family. We don't care that the family is completely silent, that they have nothing to say, or at least as far as we know, they have nothing to say because nothing is being reported. I mean, the scandal here is just enormous, regardless of the fact of whether or not he was, in fact, murdered. The fact that there is no federal investigation that has been opened into this, I mean, that's called a clue, folks. That is a clue.
It's called a cover-up. I'll say it. It's a cover-up. Yeah, they're covering something up.
It's just unconscionable, unbelievable that this is going on. And, of course, the docile press just follows in line, tragic death, statements from people. Well, we didn't agree with his policy, but, you know, he's an extraordinary man, years of service, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And then we've, of course, got people on the left who probably say, well, we shouldn't investigate Scalia because, you know, it's better that he's dead. So let's just leave it at that. That's their version of, you know, logic and constitutionality. So it doesn't matter what side he was on, what judgments he made, et cetera, et cetera. The fact is the position he held. How many other people in the federal government in important positions could die in unknown circumstances without any sort of FBI investigation? I mean, you would be having investigations all over the place if a senator suddenly died in circumstances like that. I mean, the degree of mind control here is absolutely extraordinary.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of Breitbart. Breitbart's walking down the road, and all of a sudden falls down, grabbing his chest. They go immediately heart attack, 43 years old, and dies just like that. Right after he says he's got some big video coming out that's going to submarine Obama. And then suddenly the video that came out didn't seem that big. So it makes you wonder if they really put out the video that Breitbart was going to put out.
Yeah, there's many other cases like this, but none involving a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is unprecedented.
You know, it's completely unprecedented. And so when Michael Savage said, you know, we need a Warren Commission for this, and a lot of people would say, what is he talking about? No, he's absolutely right. That's the level on which this death occurred. That's the level on which it occurred. And so it just shows that people have fallen into such a state of total ignorance about, you know, branches of government, what it means, what the Constitution says. Forget whether or not the Supreme Court actually has been reflecting the Constitution. They're supposed to. So you may as well say, well, since we don't care that Scalia died under unknown circumstances with very strange, surroundings, and that there was no autopsy, since we don't care about that, let's just eliminate the entire Supreme Court, since we pay so little attention to this guy's death, and let's just transfer everything over to the executive branch, because it's a lot faster, it's a lot simpler, and I'm sure that if, you know, some of these folks went out there with surveys and started talking to people on the street, you would get at least 60-70% people agreeing, yeah, we don't need this thing, we don't even know what the Supreme Court is, let's just let the president decide all these things.
Mark Dice, I hope you heard that. Get out there and talk to the zombies. Let's see what they have to say. You kind of live in that area, too, with these zombified people who don't believe in anything but what they see on TV. And, changing subjects real quick, because we got limited time, got about 15 minutes till the end of the show. I want to get into Zika, because you came out immediately and said it looks like either pesticide or probable adverse reactions to vaccinations, because they were now, I forget which one it was, but I think it was the
TDAP.
TDAP, that's right, the TDAP. And now I did a report yesterday on a tech Crunch article, larvicide manufactured by Cemento, not Zika virus, true cause of Brazil's microcephaly outbreak, say doctors. And this is a group of Argentinian doctors that was looking at this larvicide, which the, see if I can pronounce this right.
Pyroproxifen.
Pyroproxifen, exactly.
I've been rehearsing that for a long time.
Yeah, pyroproxifen is, it turns out they were dumping that in the drinking water in this state in Brazil. And then 12 months later, 8 months later, 9 months later, these women are having microcephaly outbreaks. Well, they're drinking pesticide. You're not supposed to pour it in the drinking water. Yeah. And then, this just seems, and this looks like a big cover up, because they come out and say it's Zika, it's Zika, it's Zika, and we get this big push to, have guerrilla warfare and states of emergencies in Hawaii over Zika virus. We're going to fight Zika. It seems like the same thing they were doing with Ebola. Just these fake medical emergencies when it's, well, they're actually just dumping pesticides in the water supply.
Ebola, swine flu, bird flu, SARS, West Nile, go all the way back. It's the same story. I've been covering these epidemics for a long time now. And here's the thing that people don't realize. First of all, it's not just pyroproxifen.
Yeah,
it's not just that. It's the fact that you've got all kinds of other pesticides in Brazil, because they're the biggest users of pesticides in the world. And they're using pesticides that are banned in 22 other countries because they're too toxic. So those corporate predators that use and sell and make those vaccines, make those pesticides, they have to be protected, you see. Oh, we need a cover story,
mm-hmm.
because we're talking about ongoing death and destruction in Brazil from pesticides, and we're talking about areas of the country where people intentionally are maintained in a state of poverty, severe malnutrition, lack of basic sanitation, overcrowding, et cetera, failed vaccine campaigns that are toxic, and so on and so on. This is the steady state condition of these people, some of whom work on these massive corporate agri plantations and so on and around these pesticides all the time. So let's choose this virus called Zika, which was discovered in 1947, never shown to be toxic whatsoever, mild transient illness, goes away in a few days, et cetera, and we'll blame it on this virus. And then now we have the Brazilian researchers coming back with a second look at all of this, saying, guess what? We can only confirm any trace of this virus, Zika, in 17 cases of microcephaly in the whole country of Brazil. Okay? So, folks, that's called a clue as well. That's a clue that Zika is not the cause of anything. But the World Health Organization, you see, can make tremendous hay out of that because they know that this virus, probably been on the planet for, what, 100,000 years, been around and around the planet over and over again, causes nothing. They can now say, well, we found a case in Texas. We found three in Alaska. We found two in Indonesia. We found some in France. Oh, my goodness, and one in New York. Well, sure, it's been there forever.
It's like HPV. Everybody has got HPV or not got, you know, everybody gets it. And they're like, well, this will get rid of HPV.
Wherever you look. Yeah. Now, I use the analogy of Volkswagens, you know. Researchers have discovered that people are driving Volkswagens in Brazil. So let's start looking for Volkswagens somewhere else. What, we found them in Germany and France? They're spreading to the United States? No, they've been there all along. But now the World Health Organization can use Zika as the infecting, spreading virus that's causing microcephaly, when in fact it's clear, and any doctor worth his salt who knows the literature will tell you, any insult to the fetal brain during pregnancy can cause microcephaly. Woman is punched in the stomach. Woman falls downstairs. Woman ingests a pesticide. Woman ingests a toxic medical drug or a toxic street drug. Anything that creates that kind of insult to the fetal brain can cause microcephaly. Everybody knows that. So it's not Zika. It has nothing to do with that. This is, once again, the promotion of fear. Citizens must comply, must be afraid. You've got women in Central and South America where abortion is either completely outlawed in certain countries or it's severely restricted, getting abortions at sea.
On boats, yeah. Ships. Exactly. Hey, John, I'm going to let you finish up. Come back for our last segment with John Rappaport, investigative journalist, who called it from the beginning, Zika virus, a total hoax. Once again, here on Infowars.com, this is the Alex Jones Show, Fourth Hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Duke.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Health officials in Rio Grande do Sul over the weekend suspended the use of the larvicide prioproxifen to destroy mosquito eggs and larvae in the state's drinking water supplies in what they called a preventive measure. That's right, that's out of the Wall Street Journal. Brazil state bans pesticide after Zika claim. Okay, so health officials are doing this on the warning from Argentine doctors. We're going to go back to John Rappaport in just one second. But first, I want to tell you about BrainForce. It's how we make everything possible is people going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the products, becoming members of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's how we got our reporters out in West Texas right now. BrainForce is one of the products we sell, and we have an ad going around right now talking about how when I was cutting the Louis Farrakhan, the two-hour version of the interview, Josh Owens did the 50-minute boil-down version, and I was cutting the whole interview together, and I hadn't had much time in the week to work on it, because when you're sitting down editing, it takes a lot of concentration, and you can't, it's hard when you get bothered, so I was coming in at night working on it. And we were going to put this out on Wednesday. Tuesday night, I get into the office about 8:30, and I'm feeling run down. To BrainForce, I was going strong to about 4 a.m. Then I started getting a little tired, finished up at 6:30, went home, slept for 3 hours, woke up the next morning, took two more BrainForce, came to the office, felt great the rest of the day. I mean, this product really does work. Of all the ones that I've taken here at InfoWars.com, just being here, BrainForce definitely is the one that you will feel immediately when you take it, especially when you get up in the morning. Try it. Just get one bottle. Go out partying a hard day or whatever you do. Stay up late. Get up in the morning early and take a couple of these. Your brain will instantly, for me it does, it instantly clears the fog of what I say, life, the fog of life getting in the way. Now, going back to John Rappaport, finish up on Zika, and tell people where they can get more information on your news that you write, because you're coming out with great articles all the time.
Yes, I think I've written probably a dozen articles about Zika, and nomorefakenews.com is where they can get that material. So to sum up what I was getting to before we took the break, there are many different factors here that are suppressing the immune systems and destroying the lives of people in places like Brazil, like northeastern Brazil. And we should definitely mention the Tdap vaccine, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, because it has aluminum compounds in it that are neurotoxic. They crossed the blood-brain barrier in 2014 in Brazil. Health authority recommended suddenly that vaccine for pregnant women in Brazil. That's a major factor here. We're not looking to find, you know, the one thing that has to be the only one thing. There are a lot of things, as we described, for example, the pesticides that are operating there. And all of this needs to be covered up by the people who are in charge. And we're talking about Brazil. We're not talking about the United States. There's a lot more protests, a lot more boiling under the surface and out in the streets there. There are doctors there who have blown the whistle on this particular larvicide, not just Argentine doctors, but Brazil doctors as well. All of this goes on all the time in Brazil. And so the government and their allies and corporate, you know, huge predators, they have to put the lid on this. They always need to come up once in a while with a tall tale, a horror movie that's going to scare people and divert their attention, just like the old shell game. And in this case, it's the harmless Zika virus. And the World Health Organization is the PR agency that steps in right at the beginning with their virus hunters and claims, ah, we found it, when they haven't found anything.
Exactly. They haven't found anything, and they want to use that to cover up. I was just pointing out the MSDS, the pyroproxifen. They say chronic exposure includes changes in the liver, kidney, and red blood cells. But it didn't produce cancer, so it's okay.
And like you said, it's not just that, it's other things. The Tdap vaccine, by the way, after you get that fourth booster shot, it's only after 4 years after you get that booster, it's only 9% effective. And that's what they're saying. So we'll have more. Stay tuned, Infowars.com, for more reports. I'm Rob Dew reporting.
You are listening to GCN.
Hey, John.